Welcome to Technogram, the Dickens podcast channel, where we showcase interesting and captivating stories from the tech world. Today we have Prakashan Woodley, who's the regional director at SAIL. Welcome, Prakashan, to Technogram. How are you?
Good, Janice. Nice to be here.
How has it been so far?
It's phenomenal. The volume and just the energy at the show has been amazing. Being on the readiness stand has been an eye-opener because we get to engage with the ecosystem in pure form, face-to-face, which is something we haven't done as a vendor that's chosen during the go-to-market indirectly. So it's been amazing for us. It's been a real eye-opener for the region, and it's encouraging to know that there's a huge potential volume of business here.
I definitely want to dig deeper into our collaboration with you. But before that, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your role at Sage?
Prakashan Woodley, seasoned professional. I'm South Africa, based in Johannesburg. I'm the regional director for our top line product, Sports Agents, for the Africa Middle East region. But I also run the regional engagement for our distributors. So I'm the final point of contact and I'm in
business. Okay. So what are the priorities at Sage at this point in time?
So, if we look at our vision of being a great SaaS company that actually knocks down barriers for our customers to thrive, our priority is to allow our customers to grow their businesses with the least amount of public. And we tend to move that in the value of the products we develop, the features and capability of the products that's core to us. Most importantly, trust. Look at some of our driving principles. Trust is implicit. And I know you're going to ask me the AI question later and I'll be back with trust.
Yeah, that's a good one. And can you tell us a little bit more about the channel strategy that you have with us and why was the change made and how does this make sense now for your business going forward?
So I've been at Sage now for 7 years and the first thing we noticed was that there's different shades of green across the globe. With acquisitions and internationalization, if you look at our change in brand, which is on your stand front here, we strongly stand by that we say that it's not just a change in sign, it's a sign of change. So with internationalizing the business, we're looking at our go-to-market model being standardized. So the quality of our contracts, quality of our users, products, from a global perspective, we're trying to standardize all of that. So our challenge in the rest of Africa, outside of our core markets, was how do we fix that? Working with very good allowed us to reinvent ourselves. So it's sort of like pressing a reset button. So we work with Redington because you guys have the capability and experience in markets. We understand that we scale from a channel perspective. It allows us to scale exponentially, working with a distributor with a multiple channel approach. So it's working really well for us. We're actually taking our second step in the Middle East now. We're looking at our second focus country with our expansion into Saudi with you guys. And looking forward to it.
What are some of the nuances of the market that you have noticed when you are doing business across Middle East and Africa region? I mean, it's a huge market, right? So in terms of the channel business, what do you think the partners should keep in mind?
So I'll speak from a Sage perspective with our recent history. So we went through the whole reinvention process in the market and we suffered the erosion of our brand value. So the biggest challenge, I'd say, in a market like this is your brand value. How do you portray and how do you let the market know that you're committed without really being here and looking at a distributor approach? So that was our biggest challenge. COVID didn't help. So we put a great model in place to work with Redington and then we couldn't execute a lot of the supporting functions. We're seeing a lot of uptake in our business. So we're an accounting and ERP company. We do also the HCM solutions. But from that perspective, we've seen the market, especially here, the tax environment becoming more mature in the Middle East. So we've seen the challenges that being adopted and the uptake in business. We've seen company tax being an issue and that's been driving that. So we're here for the long haul and we're looking forward to the opportunity.
What are some of the things that we can expect from Sage in the coming months?
So the big thing is the geo-expansion. We have, I won't talk about the Africa part, but for the Middle East in our business, we do a very good geo-expansion into Saudi's nature. For us, it means going into Saudi with Sage people, having Sage events in conjunction with Redington and showing our commitment to market and to brand and product. So that's a big thing for us. It means we're investing a lot more. The second big thing is us working our performance marketing with Redington. So we understand that you have a brilliant phone marketing engine with Webcam. So we're going to capitalize on that. And then from a product perspective, lots to look forward to. So you, I know the AI, being at Jitex, AI is being understand.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
So everyone wants to know, what are we doing with AI? So I said it before. So we're in accounting, ERP, and obviously in accounting the applications. We use AI as an enabler in our business. So we are partnering with Copilot. It is a big Microsoft partnership. We are a global partnership. We've set up our own AI lab. For us, the important thing is customers trust our solutions around their business. So if you start looking at data analytics that AI would provide, even the autonomous decision making, we, as a provider of application, we need to ensure that we trust the technology to make best decisions for customers. So our lab's busy with that. We're going to see a lot of movement in the first quarter of the new year. And release one in our XT product. And you start seeing AI, and from a Copilot perspective in product. And then customers can, allow customers can build it out even further. So we are not AI devoid. We've taken a more, pragmatic approach.
Understandable and very, very well put. You mentioned Microsoft. So at Redington, one of the themes that we are following this year is synergizing the tech ecosystem. And you may have attended our event, day before yesterday, the ecosystem awards. And even there, that's what we were highlighting. How we're bringing synergies within our ecosystem from all our stakeholders, whether it's technology partners or channel partners, as well as the end customers themselves. So from that point of view, could you tell me a little bit about your technology alliances? You mentioned Microsoft. Are there others? And how do they help?
So if you look at the hyperscaler community, we're not going to provide cloud solutions to the data. So we partner with AWS and Microsoft. They allow us to sort of jump the curve to address customers that have made the choice to build a hyperscaler. We provide the applications layer. We're fully integrated, we're fully tested and compliant with the solutions that they provide. So we tend to complement what they do. From a sales perspective, we rely on them to sort of build the platform and we provide the heavy lifting from an applications perspective. So Microsoft is our global partner, as I mentioned, with moving to Copilot. From an alliance perspective, being a core applications business, we do also provide technologies in a third-party perspective. So if you start talking about BI, analysis of such, we have partnerships with various white-labeled safe solutions.
Okay.
So we give the customer the best of breed without actually being a BI or an analysis company. So we strongly believe in alliance. That was better.
Okay. Before I let you go, I would like you to share with us a message for our channel partners. Why should they partner with Sage and what kind of opportunities can they leverage?
So the big thing at Redington is we are the only applications partner. So the opportunity to actually approach a new opportunity from a product stack perspective is there. How do you leverage what you've done with the other Redington products for your customers? And I think a lot of your partners own a customer base. This is just another family we have to actually approach a different way of doing this. So a different opportunity. So they own a decent piece of real estate. They're just adding on. And we're very easy to do business with. Our solutions are scalable. Our pricing models are very, very competitive. And with Redington supporting us, I think all your partners will really benefit from adding some new brand to their products.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Travis, and for spending time with us here.
Thank you. Thank you for hosting me at
Jitex. Absolutely a pleasure.